This is a 30-minute meditation session with 10-minute intervals. I will check in. Thank you. I'm going to start with three bells and ask you to take a breath and breathe in and then breathe out following the bell. Now sitting with your back straight, focus on the breathing, going back to the breathing at all times. From your nose, let the breath come in, into your body, and let it travel down, and pause, and then let it back out, releasing it. Release with the breath the tensions, let go of everything. Thoughts will come, they will flow. This is an example of meditation, a proof. The thoughts will come. Let them come. Let them arise. Greet those thoughts as friends. And when emotions appear and attach to the thoughts, observe them. Observe the emotions. And go back to the breathing. Always go back to the breathing. We are now 10 minutes in. Congratulations. Thoughts will come like a river. The emotions will attach. But just remember to let go. Let go and go back to the breathing. Let go. Be here right now in this moment and let go. Let's go another 10 minutes. Congratulations. We're now 20 minutes into a session. I hope it wasn't so hard. Some days it can be difficult. Other days it can pass like just a minute. Around us are noises. We must see those noises just as they are. Witnesses to the fact that we're here, right now, this minute. There will always be some sort of distraction, some sort of noise. It's important to let ourselves go with it, not resist it. We'll do a few more minutes and then we'll do some metta. I always do metta to finish off. Let's do some metta now. The importance of metta, love and kindness, is to set our minds for the day, to bring right words, right speech, and right thinking. No better way than to express love and to understand love for ourselves and others. So just to get started, put your hand on your heart, and think about those around you that you love. Children, grandchildren, even pets, siblings, parents. And think of that love and feel that love in your heart that you have. Just be present in that love. See the faces of those you love, and it'll make you smile with happiness and joy. Now let's look at those that we know are suffering, those around us who may have anger in their anger or worry or concern, or may have brought that on top of us and made us suffer in some ways. With the abundance of love in our own hearts, let's express understanding, and if we can, compassion, and even more so love to those around us that need it, to someone particularly that has brought that to you, that suffering. At best, understanding, compassion. This is not an easy task, but it does help the cycle of healing. It does help us to place ourselves in a better state of mind and have better understanding of what goes on. Always return to the breathing. That was a 30-minute session, with knives included and everything else. Thank you.